Hey world, I'm Legend Knight, and this is Collect Call with my dad, Suge Knight. What you are about to hear is conversations, raw and uncut, about the life of my father and our family legacy moving forward, and his wisdom and experiences over time. He will be honest, vulnerable, and express his state of mind with you on this podcast series. We will be answering everything that you guys want to know, no filter and no lies. History will be made on Collect Call with my dad, Suge Knight. Love you, twin.
You know, growing up in Compton, my mother and my father always played music. Father played music all on the weekends, played music in his van, fixed all up in the cars. And I never forgot this. It's a lot of songs, but one song always stuck in my mind. It's to go, they smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. Who would have known that it's listen to that song when I was young would be part of my diary. So, you know, this is like you take Warren G as out, Russell Simmons, Def Jam. They know the truth, and the truth is the truth. Snoop, Made Me Corrupt, they wrote Warren G's album. They came out on Def Jam. Regulator was on my soundtrack I put out. I also let them use it for his album. These guys, they signed with Suge Publishing. That means I should have got the publishing in my brain. They wanted to be slick. And said Warren wrote it, which he didn't, right? Could sue them, didn't. If I write, they should have did the right thing. I ain't putting Warren down, the truth is the truth. Warren, you talk tough, you act tough.
Yeah, like, blood, Warren, you, this is us. I'm like, nah, so I'm just chilling. So he, like, walk up on me like he tripping and just wham, just snatch my shit. Mind you, I had a 40 Glock on my hip. I could have pulled that motherfucker out and started busting. But I said, you know what? I'm like, shit, I can't, this gonna be the end of my shit.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna be done, all this shit gonna be done, cause they gonna be shot, I'm gonna be shot coming out, cause you got a gang of motherfuckers on the outside, like, banged out motherfuckers, you got police, the whole nine, so it was
yeah,
no win situation.
You know, when you trying to use a phone, you those two, in front of Andre, your brother, slapped your ass around so much, you start saying, okay, blood, please don't do it no more. I'm sorry. And you can say that didn't happen, but everybody knows it's true. I'm not trying to promote negativity, but if you want to lie when I'm there, you and I can sit down in the room, just me and you. And history will repeat itself. Now, all these type of things that happened, even to the point where Andre took all the Suge Publishing to recoup his publishing deal. That alone probably 10, 20, 30 minutes owed to me. Same thing when it came to using all my drum beats for other projects. It's easy to pay the money you owe and try to hide from it. It's different if you don't have the money. But if you have the money and you choose not to pay me, then we run into each other. Certain things happen. Don't call the police. Don't cry about it. Handle your business as a man. But these are the type of things that happens to you when you try to work hard and accomplish things the right way. That because a person might owe you, and their son might inherit their debt, or their daughter, or whoever. And these type of things doesn't have to be a part of any situation. It's never too late to do the right thing. People would rather spend all this money on security. They can't go to the gas station by themselves. They probably go to the restroom by themselves in their house and still have a security standing outside the door and in their own home. All because you're not living right and you owe. Makes no sense. But Stu was right. I live a better life. The amount of money you pay for security and legal teams, that's probably double or 3 times the amount you owe me or the next person. But when you do go to make something of life, people want to get you. I don't cry about it. If I get shot, I'm not whining. If I go to prison, I'm not crying. Anything ever happened to me, I don't point the finger. I take responsibility and deal with it. majority of all the people I helped four ways in one. Either snitched on me, stole from me, or took money to kill me, or paid money to kill me. But God is more powerful than all that. And I'm still here with my happiness. Imagine having a woman that you have a child with, and you put this woman in a position to have a great life and a nice house. But she takes the money to have you killed. They don't want the child hanging around that much because they took the bait to have you killed. I didn't cry about it. I still don't say the person's name. I'm still here. You have a child. They took the money to have you killed. I took the money to try to lie and have you put away from them. But guess what? I'm not going to say their name. I know I did great things to them. My conscience is clean. With God, it's people that have problems in their career. And I took them in a position to, because I knew them, put them in power to have a job. When you give people a job and a career, you give them a life. And pretty soon, they want to be you. They can't be you because they're not as smart as you. They're going to try to destroy you with their mouth, take your freedom away, or take the bait to have you killed. I've been through all that. Still don't say the names. But I look how it was done to Tupac. I've never seen something done so wrong to somebody in my life. You know, all the proof is there. I used to really look at Snoop and say, this guy, I've been knowing since he was 18 years old. Me and his mother was good friends. Now, one thing I wouldn't do for that individual. When the receipts came back the way they came back, I heard with my own ears that one of the homies who hang around had it recorded. Family said, the Warren said.
Then he had the Nextel back then. Remember the motherfucker?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of Nextel he had, but he had the motherfucker could go that whatever it was hitting him all the way from what was going on from Vegas. So he was, they was like, we could hear the shit, and then he started getting calls and shit, and they was telling him that Tupac got shot and da 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 da.
I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, but when I was coming up the ranks, money wasn't constantly flowing as fast as my dreams were. I used to wish there was a way I could get some financial momentum without so much stress. I wish we had something like earning back in those days. I mean, let's be real, life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. I know you're wondering what earning is. Well, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then get your money as you work. There are no mandatory fees to you. You just get to enjoy your money earlier. Any money you access is automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You never know when something might pop up and Earnin can help you out. Just last week, my amazing dog Apollo got sick. I had to take him to the vet. If any of you have a dog, you know how expensive those visits can be. So join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who've made the app a part of their financial routine. Download Earnin today. That's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in collect call under podcast when you sign up. That'll really help us at the show. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
That's it.
But it's turmoil inside the family, but you wouldn't know it.
Okay. But from the outside, it looked like
everything is gravy like a motherfucker.
But then Tupac gets killed.
Shit go haywire.
Were you in Vegas?
No, we heard about it because they was trying to get us to go to Vegas. And we was like, dog pound, we was really on our fuck death row shit, really. You know what I'm saying? We was already saying fuck death row.
Corruption.
Because dog said, we not going to Vegas. You know, we gonna post. So, you know, he called us to the house and was basically like, look, this is what we doing. DPG, we ain't going to Vegas. We gonna post. Nate Dogg went though. He was like, I'm going. And he went out there to go have a good time. He's like, I ain't gotta be around all that going on with them. I'm gonna go by myself and do my own thing. But when the champ calls the shot, and Nate was like, I'm going. And Dogg was like, be careful. And he's like, all the rest of us, like Dog said, we not going to Vegas, cuz. So everybody, you know, Dog stayed home and did what he was doing. Daz went and did what he was doing. I flew to the Bay to go with D-Shot and E-40 with Snoopy and Pac and the issues they have. Hey, look, brothers and family members, they butt heads sometimes, cuz. They don't always agree.
Boy, said a whole lot. A whole lot of truth. Ass and everything. And you know, you gotta remember one thing. This is exactly what Corrupt said about Nate. Now, if Snoop is telling these guys, don't go to the fight, don't go to Vegas, basically, he's saying just don't go. For him to say, I can go to the fight, I can go to Vegas, I just don't have to be around him. Basically, I don't got to be around Pac. Only reason why somebody would tell you that, if they knew, okay, it's something going to happen at this person. Somebody going to try to shoot this man. So I'm giving you a heads up. Don't be around them because you might get shot by accident. Why would you just say, don't, if you say, don't go, Nate don't have to say, well, I just don't, I'm going, but I ain't going to be around them. Then it comes to the point where, why is y'all so angry at Pac? What did Pac do to you, motherfuckers? But just be yourself. Once again, it makes no sense for somebody to have a walkie-talkie, no Nextel. Listen to everything play-by-play. Where you hear the shots, you hear this. And who really calls Snoop? ASAP to let him know what happened. We know none of the homies had his number, so it couldn't be none of the homies. Well, unless, you know, one of the homies playing both sides. And we're quite sure that'll come out. But it still was a sad day for hip hop. Culture about people. You had handcuffs on your wrist, you'd be a surprise because you've been part of those 137s for a long time. Snoop, Mike, man, James, this is your words. You didn't say Puffy came to your neighborhood. I mean, well, you know, Southside neighborhood on the street that you was living at with them, or hanging with them. You didn't say Puffy came through one time and you seen him over there. You said he came through basically like all the time, more than once. And you told everybody that. So basically, he was one of the surprise to see him see Puffy in the Southside neighborhood hanging with y'all. That's a sad way out weirdo shit. You got a lot to say. If you say good about somebody, and the truth, nobody never know who you are. Because you talk about something they know. If you lie and say something bad about somebody, that news will travel around the world, the whole world, 10 motherfucking times. Because it's bad news. Before the truth or some good news, barely make it down the street. So, James, you lied for a few dollars. Some crackhead shit. Get you back on that shit. This is what I don't understand. I had a chance to hear some shit you said, they tell me. You live in the Southside neighborhood, Southside Crips, but you from my neighborhood. If our neighborhood is at war, how are you able to live there unless you're on their side?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to address the Marv James situation. You and my son do talk to each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? And you went with my homegirl. You got a baby by my homegirl. I was good to Pam. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she had money and everything. She's bringing money home to y'all, man. Come on, big dog. It ain't just all about a Crip and Blood thing, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Even some of Suge homeboys was with me on my team, man. We was getting money, man.
Now, you said that you seen Puffy, your baby mama, and all of them who you live with. Seen Puffy over here talking to the Southside Crips, paying them money to do something to Tupac. And you want to say how I got the homies with me. You're saying all these things, right?
Well, you said that in one of your interviews, because your baby mother is Southside.
Yeah, she lives Southside Crip.
You said that once you got back to L.A., from back to Compton, you were saying how those guys were essentially bragging about what they did.
Exactly. Exactly. She used to tell me every time they stepped on California Street, our birds doing their thing, or when Puffy and them came through and was they congregating on the block, how everybody was talking. That was just confirmation about what was going, you know, what everybody's theories was anyway.
Now, let's get something straight. You never worked for me, our death row. You never worked at my clinic. You hung outside getting $50 to get somebody to the front of the line. That's how you hustle. We wouldn't know it. I'm inside or I'm not there yet. But you said TPD drives it to my club in the Southside Crips. And you told everybody Southside Crips just left here, left the club. First of all, who would you tell? No one. Second of all, if you say that it's got to Orlando Anderson that's got beat up, why you didn't say that? Why you didn't do that? But once again, you knew all this because you said that your baby mama, best friend, Paula, and your baby mama, you live in the Southside Crip neighborhood with your baby mama, your daughter from over there, but she want to go on these shows and lie and keep changing your story. Now, since you knew they was putting money on Pac head or my head or anybody else, but you never told no one. Now, Reg, I've been knowing you and your whole family, your sisters, your relatives, your father. Your uncle had the same Porsche as me. Your uncle was a police, Giles. I had the convertible, a turbo, flat-nosed Porsche, the rag. Your uncle had the hard top. His one turbo, but it was the same Porsche. And he was a cop. Your whole family was cops or probation officers. Nothing wrong with that. And I don't have nothing against none of you people. I'm not going to bring up who stole them or who lied on me. Don't care. Because it's not about trying to put you down. But at the same time, you never came to the hospital. And if you did, you didn't come talk to me. I damn sure didn't tell you, oh, Southside Crips that shot us.
Hey, it's Dave Mays from Collect Call with Suge Knight. Here's a lowdown on Prize Picks, the go-to for daily fantasy sports. It's shaking up how we enjoy and interact with the games we love. So now that the NCAA tournament is done, it's all about the NBA and the new MLB season. With Prize Picks, you can use your sports smarts to turn predictions into cash. Think you've got the skills? Prove it. With Prize Picks, $10 could become $1,000 with just four smart picks across the NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball. It's you against the stats. No massive competition, just your choices. Check this. I bet on Steph Curry to score over 29 points last game, and he delivered. That's the buzz of Prize Picks, testing your sports knowledge and making it count. So download the app today and use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Don't miss out. Lead the charge. Share your wins. Tag at Prize Picks. Let's earn together. Peace.
You called that, I believe you told someone right after the shooting, not long after the shooting. How did you know so quickly that the shooting had even taken place?
Baby, I didn't know until I went to the hospital and we sitting around, everybody crying, and I went in the emergency room and talked to Suge and stuff.
Why would you say that?
When were you aware of what happened in Vegas? Was it the night Tupac was shot, or was it later on the 13th when he passed away?
No, it was the night he was shot. Reggie Wright Sr. was our boss. He was lieutenant charge of the gang unit. His son, Reggie Wright Jr., was the head of Right Way Security. So naturally, they talked. So after the night Tupac was shot, they talked, and Reggie ended up hearing what happened. So he called Tim and I. We were on our days off, and he told us, "Hey, man, Suge and Tupac just got shot in Vegas, and we're hearing it's Southside Crips." He goes, "Man," he goes, "it's coming back to Compton, so y'all better get ready, because it's coming." And sure enough, it did.
Yeah, I get it. You guys doing this stuff for the fame. But James, let's tell the truth. You a bullshit nigga. You on some stupid shit. Reds, your mother raised you way better than that. And I'm not trying to be funny or jokingly or nothing. Your mother's an incredible mother. Like my mother was an incredible woman. That's what we had good in Compton. And that's what we all had in common. Now, I'm going to give you some credit. You more street than slicker than James. Reds, you can never be the type of cop James is. James is a way better cop than you. He didn't sit more motherfuckers to the penitentiary in the hood than anybody.
How do you feel about the paperwork that came out a few months ago regarding Mob James, where, you know, the paperwork shows that Mob James snitched on somebody named FG from Cross Atlantic?
Oh, back in 2005, I was at MDC. It's called Metropolitan Detention Center. It's a federal holding center, for pretrial, downtown L.A. I was down there doing a violation. And that was going all through the building, you know what I'm saying? Reason I never brought it up, because it ain't my fucking business. But that's all that was going through the building. And Mob James set people up. He did some shit in Las Vegas, this and this and that, you know what I'm saying? And, his co-defendants was in there, and his enemies was in there. George and Boulevard Rob, both of them was in there. I used to talk to him through the vent and all that shit. His name was popping up in there. They were saying he was snitching and all this old shit. I been knew that shit, though, but it ain't none of my fucking business.
You know, other thing is this. I never, ever, ever gave Orlando Anderson a dollar for me personally. Red's father, Big Red, said that on the interview, they said. The crazy thing about all that is that Orlando Anderson was suing Tupac for beating his ass. So all these lies and stuff, it's bullshit, number one. Number two, my sister, best friend, is a woman named Sheila, who's married to Danny Sneed. Danny Sneed was a top-ranked guy in the Compton PD and the Sheriffs. We was doing murder with a case, a premiere. I hired Danny Sneed to do the security and all that type of stuff. After he was doing it, there was a lot of negative things going on for the company's name. He felt it would be in his best interest not to keep moving forward. Now, Reggie Jr. got into some shit. Big Reg wanted me to hire him. He said, give him a job doing anything, right? So I said, well, he can't work for me directly at none of these guys. So I helped Reggie Jr. to set up right way security. I laid the thing to help him out. And all this stuff about Reg said, he told me that the homies, a couple of homies wanted to do something to me, kidnap me or whatever, right? Well, did he report that to his superiors? So let's not paint a picture that's not true. But it's still a respect level. I get it. You guys get paid to do those interviews. But there's so much other things you can talk about. Of course, corruption in the city or the PD or, you know, sheriffs. I never complained about the sheriffs use my luxury box in a Staples Center. I was in prison. They went every game without my knowledge or my permission to see Kobe Bryant and Shaq. All the expensive champagne, wine, steak, dessert trays, all on my tab. I got arrested one time, went to Chino. They took my earring, what was cost over $100,000. They told me it was out of three police who could have took it. Never got it back. Never got paid for it. I don't play these games, but the truth is the truth. One thing for sure, one thing for certain. Everyone claims and thinks, the whole world thinks, that Pac got shot and later died because he was a man of Anderson ass. Everyone but Snoop. This is Snoop words why Pac ended up dead. You know me, I keep the receipts. But at the same time, I did a whole lot of great things for Snoop, with Snoop. Snoop, you know my motto. A man don't be a bitch about it. If you say it once, you should be able to say it twice. If you can't say it twice, don't say it once. So I'm going to tell you like this. Once you repeat what you said to some of us, repeat it about the part when you said, Pac is dead. He got killed because he was running around being radical. Radical, that's your words. But it was way more aggressive than that. And the crazy thing about it, Pac, myself, always gave you love, respect, even when your own turned against you, we rode with you. For this to happen, this to be in my knowledge, you should express yourself and say exactly what you say. Being with Puffy, Keithy, Crooked Cops, that ain't gangster. Whoop. DJ Blad, you never met me. If you really know me, you would have no reason to speak the way you speak. But it's not your fault. You're a victim. They lying to you. I know this. You made your career, helped your career, by putting out unreleased Tupac songs, and you DJed them in through. And I'm quite sure that some of that stuff was my material. It was up to me to stop you, but I didn't. I like the fact that if you really have love for Tupac, I got the respect for you. Because that's how much I love Tupac. But on the other hand, it's people who was involved with downfall of Tupac. You got people on your show that you fucking with were saying negative things and talking bad about Tupac that never met the man. James met him one time and Pac put James on his pockets. But according to their words, they had something to do with Tupac's death. Of course, the other motherfuckers you talk to and you cool with, they words, they had something to do with Tupac's death. The crazy thing about all this, the Rap Pop guys, those Crooked Cops, I didn't know them. Never worked for me, but they worked for Snoop. Just recently found that out. They were friends of Snoop's.
Kevin Gates, did you ever cut him some checks or something like that from Death Row Records? But I thought you came from Death Row Records, but you might have been from Daylight.
No.
No. You got something where they trying to say that we got pictures of of check stamps and stuff like that from Death Row Records?
No. Never.
What about from Nightlife?
Nope.
What the hell is shit, bro? Because I'm going to make sure we killed you, me, and everybody else if he
moved. No.
You check that
I'm a whole lot of things. But I ain't that scammer.
Yeah, I'm going to kill your ass.
Hey, why would I want a paper trail when I never brought him around nowhere?
Exactly. That's all right.
So if I'm gonna hide him in secret, you think I'm gonna let somebody catch a paper trail? Even when he worked with, and I don't even think he's the one that worked. He got his friends to do it. They were paid cash by Snoop.
Yeah, we can just speculate because we no more speculating than questions no more because you motherfuckers so smart, y'all stupid. Y'all done said everything you can possibly say to put the fucking rope around your own motherfucking neck.
Now you gonna backslide? It's impossible. I know one thing. I had an incredible woman who raised me and taught me how to love and help others. So I did. On the other hand, my father never left the household before his moving out. He worked hard to take care of our family and to teach me. And I love my father. My father's gonna be, I think, 84, 85, 86 in May. One thing he taught me, the best lesson in the world, is I believe in God. Never quit, never give up. So I never quit, I never give up. I'll be back. Let's leave that. And it's sort of sad that some of the guys are doing the most talking, acting like the most toughest. Some of you motherfuckers was raised by a bitch. If a bitch raised you, that's probably why you act like a bitch. Maybe I shouldn't say bitch because some people don't want to say they're disrespectful to a woman. You was raised by a woman and you gossip and you act like a woman. If you have certain animals, it could be a dog, and raised around cats, that motherfucker gonna act like a cat. I don't want to attack certain things or act certain ways, it's gonna be passive like a cat. That's why the woman who raised that man, these men are acting like women. Some don't even dress like women. Some don't even have sex with other men like a woman. All my sons is men now. They grown, except for one. And my youngest is Legend. Even though I'm in prison, I make sure I talk to him all through the day and all through the night. So as a man, I gotta teach him how to be a man. And that's what we all have to do. As men, we gotta stay involved in our sons' lives. Teach them how to do manly things. One last thing. Now, James, I feel bad for you, because they said recently he took up a puppy. Said, oh, he was having sex with these dudes, but they ain't bad, like Bill Cosby, nothing wrong with that. Now, I understand what you went through when you was younger. It's never too late for therapy. But some rape victims, people who have been molested, sometimes they start thinking it was their fault, not the person who was doing the raping, but doing the molesting. It's not that. It's their fault, not yours, and not the woman's fault. So you don't want to take up a puppy. But then again, we know the real reason why all you guys trying to take up with each other. It's called Tupac. Tupac is so motherfucking powerful, he coming back in spirit from the grave to expose you motherfuckers. Puffy's the guy you was talking to, Southside neighborhood, that you tell it. You say he was on this street, and he was on that street, and you live right in that neighborhood. I get it. The saddest thing about all this, nobody had to die. Even more sad than all this, people can say, oh, you've worked $500 million by that, and it probably been $20 billion. I'm quite sure it would have, and I'm quite sure they all knew that. That's why they use you stupid-ass niggas to lie on me, to commit fraud against me, to work for the government, and to steal my shit. When you found out that I was smart enough to fight it, you paid people to kill me. When you paid these individuals to kill me, I survived it. Now, I'm doing my time. The reality of it, that the checks and the guns and the motive is there. Mr. Knight was owed almost $700 million out that Apple deal with the headphones and says it in black and white. That's the motive. But when God make give you something, man can't take it away. They can borrow it, but you'll get it back and more. Never stop believing in God. Never stop believing in yourself. And I bring so much good and good energy to the table. If you don't like me, you're doing me a favor by not talking to me. If you hate me, you don't have to borrow anything from me. We all know a lot of people talk when the person is dead or locked up. Because I didn't hear none of these conversations when I was on the street. And Pac didn't hear none of these conversations when he was alive. One thing for sure, one thing for certain, I'll be back. Separate mine from yours. I'm out.
Hey, this form board are great. And I'm up here with Big Shug. Yeah, he told me this freestyle for y'all, so that's exactly what I'm gonna do. This for all y'all out there trying to get that money. Listen, go chase that bag, little nigga. Fuck all that shit that you did in the past. Go chase that bag, little nigga. If you do something, make sure you wear a mask. Go chase that bag, little nigga. 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 I don't chase a bag, I chase a duffel. What you make in a year? I make double. My plug ran off from me. It's just 10 keys still playing with it. And I ain't talk about piano keys. Niggas say they real ones, I'ma have to see. Cross me, your homies pouring that liquor next to me. My little homies get to that check faithfully. Money, 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 nigga, and to the death of me. I won't stop, man. It's only Michael Myers. Aim at your hat, turn your hat into a visor. He said he get more money than me, he a liar. You thought he was real, he was wearing a wire. Devil on my shoulder, trying to make it disappear. You could blow a stack, but it's not gonna reappear. Blow on my lap up to my little bitch's spear. Hurry. Go chase that bag, little nigga. Fuck all that shit that you did in the past. Go chase that bag, little nigga. If you do something, make sure you wear a mask. Go chase that bag, little nigga. Go chase that bag, little nigga. Go chase that bag, little nigga.